we started out to solve a very basic but extremely important problem, and that's simply to remove the cameraman from the process. And we noticed quite early that the fact that you need to have a cameraman in your process for doing video analysis is a really big hurdle for clubs and teams.
This is the Sports Tech All-Stars podcast, showcasing outstanding startups and initiatives in the global sports tech ecosystem. From Sports Tech X, the leading source for data and insights about sports tech, here is your host, Benjamin Pinkert.
So, hi everyone, this is Benjamin from Sports Tech X. Today I have the pleasure to talk to Patrick from Speedio. Speedio is a very interesting company from Malmö, Sweden. They promise to be the complete solution for sports video recording, analysis and streaming. So we're going to talk about a lot about clubs, leagues, federations using the solution, about automation. So I think it's going to be really interesting. But before we're going to dive into it, I want to welcome my guest to the show. So hi, Patrick, how are you?
Hi, Benjamin. I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm very good. It's early in the morning, so still fresh and looking forward to have the discussion with you. Just before we start, I have to mention that this podcast is already more than 3 years old. This is the 103rd episode. And I want to mention that Speedio is the first company that we ever interviewed. So they came in for episode number one. That was Frederick. And now it's episode 103. So I can say I've spoken, or we've spoken, to more than 100 people in between. And you're the first ones who come in for the second time. So this is a special episode for us, Patrick.
Great honor.
Cool. Let's start with you as a person. We're going to get to Speedio in a moment. Can you quickly introduce yourself so that we know who we're talking to this morning?
Yeah, so I'm Patrick Olsson. I'm the CEO and one of the founders of Speedio. I've been running Speedio now for about 5 years, since we kicked off in 2015. Before that, I had a long stint at Sony and was responsible for software services, research and incubation and things like that for many years there.
Yeah, so you've been in the tech environment for quite a while then already, right?
Exactly. Technology, products, and very much consumer oriented.
Nice. Then let's talk about Speedio. One of the typical questions that a company gets. I mean, not sure if you still consider yourself a startup or not after 5 years, but still want to ask that question. So which problem are you solving for your customers? And the maybe even more interesting part, how exactly do you solve it?
Yeah, we started out to solve a very basic but extremely important problem, and that's simply to remove the cameraman from the process. And we noticed quite early that the fact that you need to have a cameraman in your process for doing video analysis is a really big hurdle for clubs and teams. So we basically invented a technology that allows you to record the entire field and then allow the user to freely pan, tilt, and zoom across that video. So basically, you don't need to rely on a cameraman pointing the camera in the right direction or zooming in at the required level or zooming out at the required level. So the whole need of a cameraman is basically removed. That, in turn, actually enables quite a lot of interesting things. I mean, first of all, once you have the video, you can simplify the whole process of doing video analysis. And we also learned that not just the fact that you have a cameraman, but the whole process that comes after, getting the video out of the camera, getting the video analyzed, getting the video shared to your team members or your coach or whatever it is that you want to share the results with, that whole process is also quite cumbersome for teams. So the fact that we record automatically everything that happens on the pitch opens up a whole range of interesting opportunities downstream in the process. So we've tried to automate, simplify, package that whole process from recording to data and statistics to video analysis to sharing to presenting and so on. So I think that the fact that we removed the cameraman has then made the whole process much more automated, much more simple, and very efficient. So that's basically in the area of analysis. Then we did, maybe 2 years ago, we decided that we would take our technology and also enable automatic streaming and automatic production of sport events. So at that point, we decided to basically diversify our offering and offer two services on top of our platform. The first one, the one we started with, we call Speedy Perform. That's the service that that's tailored for your video recording and analysis needs. The second one is what we call Speedy Play, which is the automatic production and streaming solution. And here, the interesting thing here, the fact that you have removed the need for a cameraman, in many cases, enables you to stream your games at all. Because many of the games that you have, there's simply not enough money in the games to hire a production team to produce the games with a manual cameraman and things like that. But since we have automated the whole process of recording and streaming the solution to fans, to parents, to relatives, and so on, it basically means that you can stream all your games in a club. Every game from the kids' games to the youth games to the academy games to the professional teams. And that, I think, is quite interesting, the fact that it opens up the opportunity to share the games with everyone.
I agree. Yeah, super interesting. And I mean, it fits to the promise that you have on your website, that you are indeed the complete package. Like you said, you have the perform part, which is recorded automatically, where you can do the analysis. And then there's the play part, where you can even stream it. Couple of questions around this, maybe starting at the very beginning or more with the detail. I think at the beginning of it all, there stands the camera or the set of cameras, right? So maybe we can, like, a minute or two talk about that. What kind of camera that is? Is it a camera that you have developed, or are you using an existing camera? Just to understand the camera set, but maybe also how many cameras are needed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so that's a good fundamental question. So the Speedio system is based on cameras that we provide. We basically assemble cameras in what we call camera systems. Mm-hmm. And we have a whole range of camera systems. That's one of our very important strengths, I think, that we have such a wide range of opportunities that we can cover fields from very near the sideline, from far away, for indoor and outdoor, behind the goals, in ceilings, for VAR and so on. So we have created a whole range of camera systems that fit different needs. Another very important thing with this video solution is that there is no need for any local servers or any local hardware or anything like that. The only thing you install at your facility is this video camera systems. You basically just mount it, point it at the field, and connect the Ethernet cable, and then you're up and running. So that's one thing that we've worked really, really hard at the packaging of the camera. So it's a simple and easy process to get installed and to get ready to use the system.
Understand. So you basically control both the hardware component as well as the software component.
Exactly. Yeah.
Nice. I like that. And the second question would be a little bit about your target group, because you mentioned a very broad one. You mentioned like all the grassroots opportunities where you enable streaming of games or sharing highlights. But I think you also mentioned the more professional teams. And I'm aware of the fact that you are already working with lots of professional teams. So where would you say is your sweet spot? Or do you say we don't actually have a sweet spot? We consciously go very broad and target all of them.
Yeah, so the answer is a bit different for Speedy Perform and Speedy Play. So for mm-hmm. Speedy Perform, we basically have two types of usages for Speedy Perform. One is where you use Speedy as the automatic cameraman, and you basically just use it to do the recording. And then you export video out of Speedy and use it in other tools. This is quite common for the absolute top level professional football teams. So because they already have a process where they have a whole suite of tools that they're using in their video analysis. Then we have the teams that basically stay in Speedy for the whole process, where you do the video recording, the data and statistics, the analysis itself, and the sharing and the presentations. So that I would say is quite common for clubs at the step below the top level clubs. And there we have a tiered subscription model, so we can actually address the needs of teams from top teams all the way down to the semi-professional teams, where the tiered functionality and the tiered subscription model plays an important role. Then when it comes to Speedo Play, there is also quite a big range of types of usages. So we have done one thing with Speedo Play that it's similar to what we did to Speedo Perform to accommodate the needs of different types of users. So we have a version of Speedo Play that we call Speedo Play Full that actually includes a complete over-the-top platform that allows customers to schedule and monetize the games. So they basically just schedule the games, they put in their sponsors, they say what price the game or the season or the tournament should be sold at, and then they publish on their own channels, like their Twitter, their web pages, and so on. And then from that point onwards, they don't have to do anything. Everything is completely automatic, and the platform takes care of viewing and payment. So that's one option that's very suitable for individual clubs that want to do, you know, their own club play channel and things like that. It's suitable for leagues and federations that quickly want to get up and running with their own channel to fans. And then we have another version where we simply provide the production with a protocol called RTMP, which is a standard protocol for streaming into OTT platforms. So in that case, we can be part of a bigger production machinery. So in many cases, a media company, for example, might have their own OTT platform, and they might be using a mixture of automatic recording like Speedo and manual recording with manual cameramen. And in that case, payment and scheduling and things like that is handled in their OTT platform. And so from that point of view, we can target them with Speedo Play everything from bigger media companies to federations to leagues to smaller clubs, and then basically fulfill their needs.
Yeah, sounds very flexible. And then you have an offering for all the entities that you just mentioned. So whoever needs something from you probably can find something in your offering, I would say.
Stay up to date with all things sports tech and sign up for our newsletter. You'll get a monthly breakdown of the most important developments in the global sports tech ecosystem, paired with exclusive interviews with industry leaders. Get all of this and more delivered directly to your inbox. Sign up today at sportstechx.com.
But speaking about, I mean, you already touched it, and it would have been my next question. Speaking about your business model, you mentioned the different offerings that you have. Are all of them subscription-based, because you mentioned subscriptions? And is the business model, let's say, similar in all of them, or do they differ in a significant way?
Yeah, they differ quite significantly. So for Speedo Perform, it's a standard software-as-a-service subscription model with an annual fee to use the platform. For Speedo Play, there are then the two options. If you go for the Speedo OTT platform, and then there's a revenue share on any revenue that's generated from the games. If you go for the RTMP streaming option, where we just provide the production, the automatic production, then there's simply a production fee per game. So you basically pay for the automatic cameraman.
Yeah, makes sense for all the categories, I think. I want to mention the clubs, or that you are working with professional clubs already, which probably is always like the fancy shiny thing, which is interesting because you can say you work with certain brands. My question is, what would you consider to be your biggest success? Is it working with some of the big clubs, or is it potentially something completely different?
Yeah, I think it's both. We, as you said, we have a lot of the top teams in the world using Speedo. So the top teams usually get Speedo to cover their matches for both the first teams and the academies. And they also usually equip their training facilities with cameras. And I think, I mean, with teams like Inter Milan, with Olympic Marseille, we have a whole range of MLS teams, Premier League teams, and so on. The thing that they really like is this wide range of camera systems, because they usually have so many different needs with limitations on where the poles are, where they can mount the cameras, for example. And the fact that they can mount cameras on all their training pitches, and they can use them simultaneously, and there are no servers or any hardware that needs to be installed at the facility. And it's all controlled from the cloud. So you basically just use your mobile phone or your desktop, laptop, and so on from the browser. And it really creates a complete offering for the entire club, covering all the needs from training to match. I think that's when it comes to the top clubs, this is really what they appreciate, that we can fulfill their entire needs. When it comes to Speedio Play, we already touched a little bit upon these differences between media companies and youth clubs. But for example, we have now a project ongoing with a company in the US that runs an OTT platform for ice hockey in Minnesota. And ice hockey is really, really big in Minnesota. And with our platform, they're streaming thousands of games in ice hockey. And they're sold in season packages, which is a really neat feature in Speedio Play, where you can basically group games into a package, and then you can sell season passes to those groups. And in that case, they're actually using then the full Speedio Play OTT platform, where we then offer the full range of services, including payment and packaging of games and so on. So that's one spectrum where we have like the bigger media companies. And then on the other spectrum, we have the amateur clubs that before they were not able to stream any games because it was simply too expensive. But now with an automatic solution like ours, they basically can stream all their games. And there is no effort in this. It's completely automatic. And you just schedule the games and then publish them on your channels. And all of a sudden, parents and relatives and the visiting teams, they can view the games, which was not possible before.
Yeah, we always wonder if the grandparents and parents really watch the entire game of the kid, or if they just go for the highlights. That's something internally debating.
Exactly.
Cool. So you both enjoyed very much that you worked with some really professional teams and broadcasting companies. And on the other hand, you really like that you're supporting the grassroots end, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, cool. Let's jump into the present a little bit, or the recent past, let's put it this way. We also like to talk about challenges. I mean, it seems like you're doing well, you have good clients, your offering is broad and interesting. We also like to ask a bit about the challenges companies have. And I mean, there's obviously one big challenge this year that the whole world is dealing with. How do you deal with these times, or the year 2020 in general? Anything you can mention there?
Yeah, it has, of course, been quite different from what we've seen in the past. And we went into the pandemic with the worry, of course, that quite a lot would change. And there was, of course, a lot of change in sports, as everyone knows, in terms of seasons being cancelled or postponed and so on. So we did think, actually, that this was going to be quite challenging for us. But we have actually been able to maintain the momentum really well during this period. And I think a few things that has happened. One thing that happened during the spring is that people were actually getting more time to investigate new solutions. So we were really quick out there with some really, really nice webinars with existing customers that talked about what Speedio is doing and what is good about our solution. And then the fact that we have both these solutions, Speedio Play and Speedio Perform, I think that has helped quite a lot as well, because all of a sudden the need to do automatic streaming became quite evident because there couldn't be any audiences at the arenas. So The fact that we have both these offerings and we combine them in such a neat way, I think that has helped quite a lot during 2020 as well.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's a sort of like a forced year for, not sure if I can call it business development, but to invest in areas that are needed, that are important. And yeah, some companies are just being forced into it. And maybe then some really good things are developing out of this latest 2021.
Exactly. Yeah.
Sweet. What else do we want to talk about? A very generic question that is not necessarily targeted towards Speedio. We also like to ask what the best advice is that you were ever given. Could be, I don't know, something on a private level or business level, whatever comes to mind for you.
Yeah, I think the thing that I try to live with in my professional career, and I try never to lose focus on, is the interest and the focus on the product and the customer. Mm-hmm. This is something that at Sony, this was like a mantra that we stuck to always. And this is something we have brought with us into Speedio as well, is that we're not here to develop technology. We are really focused on packaging. And we want to provide a very simple, but also a very powerful product. So we think quite a lot about how we package our offering. And I think that advice is something that I think is the most important advice I've gotten so far.
Nice. Have you had any specific feedback on that from a client where you were able to see that it actually paid off? Or was it something that wasn't really mentioned, but you have the feeling that it paid off?
Yeah, I mean, we hear all the time related to Speedio feedback on how easy it is to use. Mm-hmm. And if you compare to many other video analysis platforms and so on, they're extremely complicated and you actually need to have training to use them. But with Speedio, you basically know on your own how it works. Mm-hmm. So it's very, very intuitive. But for me, that's all about packaging. It's not about removing features. It's the other way around, actually. It's about thinking thoroughly about how to package features into easy-to-use products that are very powerful. So that, it takes energy and you really need to work on it to get there. And you need to be consistent. You can't really let your guard down because there is always a need somewhere to add another option and another feature. But you need to think about how that is going to be understood and perceived by users out there.
Now I'm really curious to test it. I want to see if it's really that that simple and easy to use. Yeah, I'm going to check it out at some point. Cool.
We'll help you out.
Cool. You're on record now, so you cannot go back on this offer. Let's look a little bit into the future. So 2021 especially. What's coming up for a video in the next couple of months or even year?
Yeah, so of course, product. Keep pushing the product forwards. That's always ongoing. And we just, as I said before, we just released packages and club pages mm-hmm. for Speedio Play. So we'll be rolling that out, making sure that that's thoroughly used across all our customers for Speedio Play. We also have quite a few bigger media projects ongoing with the media companies across the world. So mm-hmm. onboarding them, installing all the cameras, getting them up and running, I think will be a key focus for the coming months. Then, of course, seasons are starting in some leagues in April timeframe. Mm-hmm. And actually, some seasons that have been postponed due to COVID are restarting already in January. So a lot of focuses on, of course, also to make sure that they get up and running and everything is good with them. And then, of course, continue sales. We've had a great year doubling our business. So we hope wow. that 2021 will be even better than that. So, of course, ramping up that and getting ready for the sales season for next year.
I like the ambition there. Very good. And just that you mentioned the season starts, is it fair to say that there's always a season starting somewhere at every point of time in the year?
It's more or less two starts per year. One is in the spring, around April timeframe, and like the Nordic football seasons, for example. Then we have a bigger start in the fall, August, September timeframe, where you have European football, you have US college soccer, you have many of the conferences in the US. And of course, you have indoor sports like handball, ice hockey, and basketball, yeah. and so on. They usually also start in that time frame. So the fall or during the summer is the biggest onboarding period for us. And that's when most customers are getting up and running.
Yeah, so sales has to be done soon, I guess. But maybe one thing to mention, not sure if you did that throughout the podcast, is that you are serving multiple sports. It's not just football. It's also the sports that you just mentioned. Maybe you can say a few words on that.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. So so basically every field sport, football, ice hockey, American football, basketball, handball, floorball, lacrosse, field hockey, and so on. So the technology we have developed is very suitable for any sport that is played on a field with the two teams typically.
Yeah, important to say, I think. We've learned a lot about Speedio. That is super interesting. And we're gonna follow your journey closely. There's always one question at the end that I'm looking forward to, which is about your favorite sporting moment. Normally, I would try to guess based on my guest's nationality. So I was wondering, a Nordic person, what event would be an interesting one? What sporting moment? I would guess it's something with ice hockey, but it's very stereotypish. So I'm wondering what your answer is going to be. So what is your favorite sporting moment? Is it something from a national team, or maybe even a private moment? I don't know. What is it?
Yeah, so I actually have two or three of these, and actually they're related to exactly what you said. So national team, first of all,
yeah,
in football, when Sweden finished third in the World Cup in 94.
That
was
that.
Really a big thing for Sweden, and there was a very dramatic penalty kick playoff at the end.
Yeah.
So that's definitely one of them. The second one is when Malmö FF for the first time qualified for the Champions League a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
That was a really big thing. I'm in south of Sweden in Malmö, as you know, and here we're not so, ice hockey is not that big in the south part of Sweden. Mm-hmm. So football is the key game here. And of course, Malmö is the best team in Sweden. So that was a big, big thing for us when that happened.
Yeah.
And the third one was actually when the famous striker from Malmö FF, Marcus Rosenberg, he played his last game when he actually did the last goal of his career in the 94th minute. And that was quite an amazing event at Malmö Stadium.
Have you been there for that game?
Yeah, I was there. So that was, no one could have scripted it any differently than it happened. It was pretty amazing, I would say.
Somehow, you know that I lived in Malmö for a bit, but somehow I never watched a game in the stadium. I only went to Copenhagen. That's probably the worst thing you can do while you're living in Malmö, but somehow I missed it. It's on my bucket list. I'm going to do it once that is possible again, even though Marcus Rosenberg is not there anymore.
Yeah. No, Malmö has a really good atmosphere during matches. So now due to COVID times, obviously, it has been not as good. And we're really, really looking forward to getting back into the stadiums again.
Yeah, cool. I will do that. And I will let you know when I'm there again. Cool. Patrick, that's it for today. Thank you very much for sharing all those insights, sharing your favorite sporting moments. I really enjoyed them. Like I said, we're going to watch your journey closely. We wish you all the best for the next year. And that's it for today. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Likewise. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Tech All-Stars podcast with Benjamin Pankert. If you like our show, let us know and leave a review. And if you want to know more about us, check out sportstechx.com. where you can find our latest industry reports and updates. For a deeper dive into all things sports tech, check out our comprehensive database, SportsTechDB, at sportstechdb.com. Don't forget to follow us on social media. You can find us at SportsTechX on Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook. Join us next time for another insightful conversation with a leader in sports tech.